Hello, this is Dr. Van Engel, traducing and last report on Jose Medina. Date of birth 8/7/1971. Date of procedure March 26, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgeny Volterdio. Referring physician is self-referred. Indication, sorry, procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsy, comma, cold snare polypectomy, and colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy and cold biopsy polypectomy, as well as random colon biopsies. Next line, indication is dyspepsia with abdominal pain, heartburn, nausea, comma, change of bowel habits, comma, colorectal cancer screening. Description, procedure, and form, consent with pain, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as possible missing a lesion, such as a malignancy, oral exchange to the patient, period, the patient's breath, and the anesthesia suite, place in left lateral position, stage for anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care period. While lubricated limpus video gastric scope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision, so the second portion of the duodenum period carefully is initially made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum, some AG junction, esophagus period. Retroflex 2 is obtained in the cardiac period, air resection from the sun before withdrawal of the scope period, the patient is internally in the left lateral position, period, as the direct exam is normal period, while lubricated limpus video. Colonoscope is introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which is in the presence of the appendiceal orifice. The cecal valve and complement to the Foltz period. Careful examination is made of the cecum, the cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum period. The terminal ileum was intubated in a valley period. Retroflex was obtained in the rectum period. Boston bowel prep score is graded as a six, 2-2-2, comma, fair to good prep. Here, the patient had procedure well done. Complications findings at upper endoscopy. There was an unremarkable proximal mid esophagus. Next line. The Z line was irregular, approximately 2 tongues of salmon colored mucosa that extend approximately 15 millimeters were noted. Common biopsies were obtained per the Seattle protocol to rule out Barrett's esophagus in all four quadrants. Next line, there was a 2-centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line. There was gastric erythema noted. Comma biopsies were obtained in the anterior body for histology. Next line. There were 2 gastric body polyps ranging in size from 5 to 7 millimeters that were removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was approximately 10 millimeter gastric nodule that was mobile and firm. Comma, this was biopsied bite on bite for histology. Next line, the duodenal bulb was unremarkable. Next line, there was evidence of a duodenal sweep prominence with erythema. Biopsies were obtained for histology. Next line, the ambula appeared unremarkable. Next line, had colonoscopy. Next line, the colon was tortuous and looping and required a counter pressure to reach the cecum. Next line, less about prep score is greater than 6, 3, 2-2-2. Grade as a fair to good prep. Next line. There were 2 cecal sessile polyps ranging in size from 6 to 10 millimeters removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was a diminutive sigmoid colon sessile polyp with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There were 2 sigmoid colon sessile polyps ranging in size from 6 to 8 millimeters are removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. The terminal ileum was evaluated in the last 5 centimeters. Common biopsies were obtained to rule out IBD and other causes of diarrhea. Right transverse and left colon random biopsies were obtained to rule out causes for diarrhea. Next line. There was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion or non-bleeding. Next line plan, follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line would recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending bath. Next line, recommend endoscopic ultrasound evaluation with care for the gastric antral nodule. Comma will refer on follow-up visits. Next line, consider CT abdomen pelvis for the abdominal pain. Next line, follow-up and offices previously scheduled. Thank you.